could give everything, the very best of everything. That's what I want for you. I wish I had time for anything, absolutely everything that you would wanna do. But you know me, and you know these streets, baby, calling me. Don't you worry, no, I'll be home in the morning.
Yes, Robin E here in the building.
We back with another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast.
As always, make sure you subscribe to the hottest podcast in the Midwest. You can follow me on all streaming platforms. And, of course, you can subscribe to the YouTube, Robin Yvette. Follow me on Facebook. All of that good stuff. All of that good stuff. Shout out to my boy, Bread Dough. Okay, that was him playing in the background there. Everything, anything. Like, stop playing. Bread Dough is an amazing artist, really just giving the boys a run for their money on the R&B tip. And I'm just so happy to, you know, be a part of his team for one, but just to see R&B come back, you know what I'm saying? Gotta come back. So make sure y'all follow Bread Dough, tap in with him, get locked in. He is a featured artist on the Rotation playlist. So make sure you are following me to see all of the hottest artists that will be featured. So the snowstorm is upon us in the Midwest, and I'm just sad AF about it. Like, I know it's February. I know it's still winter. I know that. I lived here all my life. I know that. But it's just like, damn, like, enough is enough. Whoever's working the weather machine, you need to get your shit together, period, because we supposed to been done, okay? Definitely got to give a shout out to the sponsors, of course. Shout out to Black Scotland Clothing, Lejeune Clothing, okay? Rocking some Lejeune right here as usual. Love them, Black owned as always. And of course, Girls Trap Harder. So make sure y'all tap in with all of those businesses. They have some fly ass shit. Always rocking Black designer, by the way. So if you are somebody in the clothing industry and you are of Black descent, okay, you put African-American in that little checkbox. Don't put other. You don't put Native American. but definitely tap in with me. I will always rock Black-owned stuff. Also got to give a shout-out to the Crazy Riot Show. Make sure you guys tune in with them. If you're interested in getting some podcasting going, if you need some producer antics, anything like that, tap in with your girl because you know I'm going to get you right. I'm going to get you situated. And I know how to get it bussin', okay? Man, it's been crazy shit going on. I gotta take a sip real quick, because listen. So Valentine's Day was Tuesday, okay? And yesterday was like side nigga Wednesday, single, you know, person Wednesday, however you want to word it. And we saw a lot of ugly shit come to the surface. The crazy thing about Valentine's Day is that although it is a day of love, it is also a day of hate. It is also a day where a lot of evil surfaces to the front, okay? A lot of evil comes to the forefront. We start to see people that portray to have a perfect relationship, you know, turn out to not be in a perfect relationship. What brings me to the topic of what happened to the gentleman? Okay, what happened to the gentleman? Okay, so keep that in mind. We're gonna get into some shit now. People that was getting in their feelings about Valentine's Day, for one, y'all lame as fuck. I just want to let you know that. Okay, as you get older, if you're harboring feelings because you didn't get anything for Valentine's Day and you've been dealing with somebody and you felt like they should have got you something and they didn't get you something, what you need to do is be grown and address that. For one, okay, and decide if that's the type of person that's going to love you the way you need to be loved. A lot of y'all, and men and women, it ain't just women, men and women, y'all tend to project how you feel you should be loved to a person, and you feel as though that's the way that they should love you. But everybody don't love the same. everybody doesn't give the same love out. Everybody doesn't know the same love languages, and they don't reciprocate the same love languages. So you find yourself in these relationships wondering why you're unhappy as fuck, wondering why you're settling. Okay? Just saying. So with the whole side chick Wednesday scenario, we have some people really get in their feelings, and they decided to put some shit out on the street. So what we saw was a girl who I'm assuming didn't get shit for Valentine's Day. That's the vibe that she's giving me. I don't really know if she got anything. Shout out to her, though. She felt the need to post her DMs on Facebook. And she wanted to, I guess, make a point to break up some happy homes. And what happened is that a lot of boyfriends were discovered, you know, in those DMs. And it just brought a lot of questions to the surface, okay? So, I don't know if this is a trend that's going on everywhere right now, but here in the Midwest, here in Lake County specifically, we had a few men that were on the screenshots. That's a lot. So now you have all these people that are coming out basically saying, you know, I was bored and, you know, shorty ain't even all that. And shorty not ugly. I'm not going to sit up here and act like she's ugly, because she's not ugly. Is she fine as hell? No, but she ain't ugly. You know what I'm saying? So girlfriends and I guess other girls that were talking to the dudes, they're making statuses, and, you know, people are like, it's all funny games until it's your nigga in there. Embarrassing as fuck, by the way. And I just want to point out that showing the DMs means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Now, of course, there is the whole notion of, why is you inboxing other women? You know, why are you doing this type of thing? The meat of it is, how far does the DM actually go? Now, if your nigga is just like, oh my God, you're so beautiful, or like hearting bitches pictures, that don't mean shit, okay? As a bitch that gets pictures hearted pretty regularly, that don't mean anything. I usually don't even respond to niggas that say that half of the time. But if there is a continuous conversation, if there's some deleted messages, if you see there, if there's some timestamps that transpire over a couple of months of time, then baby girl, you definitely got some shit that you need to worry about with that. That's not a good sign on that side. In addition to that, how far did the DM go past the DM, okay? Are these people that actually linked up? Did he actually go and meet the girl? You know what I'm saying? Are they actually like FaceTiming? There's other things that go into play with that. The thing with social media is that it gives you a superpower. It gives you the ability to be somebody that you're really not in real life. And when you do that, you're able to kind of play around and do some things without thinking about the repercussions, or even taking it a step further. I guarantee you half of the niggas that inboxed her don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? It was just on some bored shit, like a lot of niggas do. I heart niggas' pictures, you know, from time to time, and then as soon as a conversation transpires, I go ahead and exit left. So don't be fazed too much by the DMs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you got to excuse it. I just explain what you need to be looking for when it comes to that. But there's this whole notion of, what happened to the gentleman? How are y'all going to sit up here and go in on women about X, Y, and Z when y'all are doing shit like this? You are lowering your value right now, my nigga. Don't think for one second, because you are a man, that you're not capable of lowering your value, lowering your bracket. Low vibrations are coming from that, okay? For one, it's bad enough that you can't contain yourself to one girl that you really, really dealing with. But if you're consistently inboxing multiple women, I'm gonna need you to reevaluate yourself, okay? I'm gonna need you to reevaluate you as a man. If you're looking for validation, baby, that's not where you need to do it. So people are in their feelings, you know. The girl, I guess, again, felt empowered by doing that, but really it's sad. If you really, really think about it, you had to go out of your way to embarrass other people in order for you to feel empowered. And to me, that's just lame. You know what I'm saying? That's just whack. Now, if you're having a serious situation with somebody that you was, you know, inboxing or something like that, who happens to be in a relationship with somebody else, and you see that, okay, you feel me? I understand that. But this whole notion of, you know, getting upset over some messages that is on a cyber site that is meant for interaction and engagement, to me, is just, it's not even worth it, baby girl. So shout out to that girl. That was very, very brave of you to do that again. I don't know what you were trying to accomplish with that. But y'all, goes back to what I was just saying on the last episode. Love is so much bigger than a four-letter word. Like, it's so much bigger than that. And the minute that y'all understand really what embodies love, I think a lot more of y'all will be happy. But again, that goes back to what happened to the gentleman. Y'all are so easily projecting on women how they should behave, how they should interact. You know, don't give my, you know, pussy away. Don't be giving these niggas no attention. Don't be interacting with these niggas, but you interacting with these women. Now, if a gold digger or a woman that play niggas come along and do you dirty, well, baby, that's what you deserve. So what happened to the gentleman? What happened to the gentleman? What happened to the gentleman? Now, I want to get on a more serious note in regards to that, because this is some shit that really, really fucked me up. And again, what happened to the gentleman is so much deeper than a simple being thirsty. You know what I'm saying? A gentleman, to me, in a bigger sense, is a man that understands the delicacy behind a woman. A man that values the femininity of a woman, a man that understands everything that a woman is, that respects a woman, that admires a woman from afar or from up close if it is allowed. And right now, we're just seeing a decline, a steady decline in the gentleman repertoire, and now we're just seeing a lot of guys walking around. There are no gentlemen left. So this is a story that I saw just earlier while I was researching some stuff, and it really fucked me up. And I think it just, you know, reassures the whole ideology behind the gentleman being gone and not respecting women, not admiring women, you know, not, you know, giving them the true, you know, safety that they deserve. So this is a woman who was working out in her apartment complex, and a man was standing outside. She let the man in, and the man proceeds to attack her. So she fought the man off, you know what I'm saying? But it was the whole idea of her no longer being safe in the situation, you know what I'm saying? And a woman should never be in that type of situation where she's around a man and she has to decide whether or not she should let him into a facility because she doesn't know whether or not she's going to be attacked. That's ridiculous. So I do have a clip, and I want to show that because it's really crazy as fuck. Like, it's really crazy. That is crazy as fuck. That's crazy as fuck. She was working out in her apartment complex at night by herself, and a man's outside. She assumes that the man lives there, so she lets him in. Not even 7 minutes while she's in there, he approaches her, doesn't even say a word, just immediately approaches her and attempts to grab her. They started fighting. They started tussling. Now, I'm so glad that she's safe. So first off, baby girl, you did your shit. You did what you needed to do to protect yourself. So shout out to you for not being scared in that moment and making sure that you did what you needed to do to survive, because it's a flight or flee situation. You know, you could have easily given in or, you know, anything, but you decided to fight back. So kudos to that. But let me just tell you this. A dumbbell bar, some type of equipment would have been upside that nigga head. You understand me? The minute that he would have walked his ass over there, I would have threw a weight at that noggin and it would have been up. But this, again, goes into the notion of what happened to the gentleman. When did it get to a point to where a woman can't even work out in a facility in her apartment complex where she lives without worrying about a man coming in and trying to attack her? back in the day, there was a common courtesy between men and women. And I'm not saying that rape and abuse and attack didn't happen, because it did. But there was a certain repertoire where a man respected a woman being a woman in her space and allowed a woman to feel safe being around a man. You know, you see women carrying groceries, you know, moving furniture, things of that sort. And men just walk past nowadays. They don't even offer to help. You know what I'm saying? It's those types of things. On the flip side, obviously, you can't get help from everybody. But the repertoire is missing. If we had more gentlemen in the world, we wouldn't have to worry about whether or not a nigga's gonna attack us when we're moving groceries, you know, from our car, or when we're working out at the gym, or when we're, you know, leaving from the gym at night and, you know, going to our friend's house, any of those things. So it's a scary time for women right now. Despite the antics earlier of the girl posting screenshots, it's a scary time for women, and there's a lack of gentlemen out there, and it's scary. Because now, who do you trust? How can you know a man on the street isn't going to attack you? How can you, you know, let a man follow you into an elevator without worrying that he's going to do something to you? So I really do think that men need to do a better job of making women feel safe. And I don't know all of the ways that that can be done, but I do know that, you know, disrespecting a woman that you're dealing with is definitely not one of the things to do, for one. And again, allowing women to be in certain spaces by themselves without them having to worry whether or not they're going to be attacked, that could have easily went left. You know what I'm saying? That could have easily went left, but she fought. But there's so many other women out there that have tried to fight and weren't able to succeed. So the loss of gentlemen is a big issue, and it's a bigger problem than a simple, you know, not holding the door, if you feel me. So we want to shift the energy. I don't want to get too heavy on y'all. Now, I am not a super, super fan of Mooney Long. Okay. She's cool. She raw. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just not, you know what I'm saying? It's not that. However, she just did some very, very raw shit. Okay? So she re-rocked her song Hours and Hours, and she did it in Spanish. She did it in Spanish. This was a power move right here. But she did it so beautifully, and it sounds as though it was meant to be in Spanish. And I just want to play a little clip of it, because, baby, why you have to do it like that? Why did you have to do it? La cocina, los rayos me ilumina. Nos mojamos en la lluvia y terminamos en la ducha. Yo lo haré por horas y horas y horas. Yo lo haré por horas y horas y horas. Yo lo haré por horas y horas y horas. Te lo haré por horas. A mí me guste alguien, y cuando digo alguien, no hay nadie. Esto puto que no hay mierda, te cogen y después te dejan. Casi renuncio al amor, casi me quedo soltera. Pero te vi, y cuando te vi, sentí que... No, no! No! No, the black woman slays again. The black woman slays again. Why are you out here making black history while Black History Month is going on? Now, this was a power move to the highest degree. And I think it's just something that a lot more artists need to start putting into their brain, okay? She re-rocked a number one song and just put it into a whole nother market. So it's almost like it's a brand new song now. It's being introduced to a whole new audience. Baby, I'm gonna give you another clap. Because that's a power move. What you did was a power move, and it sounds very, very beautiful. And I just want to give you your flowers, because you just made some black history doing that. Do your shit. Now, switching off the gears, you know I am a media fanatic. I love me some good media, always and forever. And we have got some amazing black shows that are going to be coming out just in time. Black History Month. Black History Month flow. Black History Month flow. We love to see it. We love to see it. Black History Month flow. We love to see it. So we got Wu-Tang All-American Saga. That is going to be coming back. I actually think that's on streaming platforms on Hulu already. Now, I'm not going to lie. I was not a fan of the Wu-Tang movie, the Wu-Tang series. To me, it was kind of confusing a little bit. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But nonetheless, it's some amazing actors that are in there. I do like some of the actors that are in there. So if you are following it or if you've never followed it, you got a chance to binge a few seasons. So definitely make sure that you check that out. Next up, we got Bel Air Season 2. Season 2 is hitting the airwaves. Okay. Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm a fan of Bel Air. I thought it was a great remake. Initially, I had my doubts about it, and I'm low-key getting tired of Hollywood just remaking shit. Hello? Okay? Because you know what I'm saying. The House Party shit wasn't really... It wasn't giving. It wasn't giving. House Party got a C-minus rating from me, personally. That's just me, though. Okay? The only thing that saved the movie was the features from all the other celebs at the end. No shade to Jacob, because you looked good in the movie. However, Bel-Air to me really just hit. It had a compelling storyline. They actually picked some good actors and actresses to portray the people. I actually like Will now. I didn't like Will in the beginning, but now I like Will. He's becoming more of a prominent actor to me. So Bel-Air will be hitting streaming platforms, Peacock service, February 23rd. So make sure y'all check that out or binge the first season if you have not. And then, last but not least, okay, last but not least, we got Snowfall. That's the flurries. That's the flurries. Snowfall, Snowfall. Snowfall is back for the final season, okay? Snowfall has been killing, you know, the TV and the airwaves, you know, and television for a couple years now. Franklin Saint is now one of those names when you talk about black, you know, movie drug dealers that you would, like, aspire to be, but not for real because you don't really want to go to jail. But if you, you know, could do it in the movie world, like in the fake world, Franklin Saint, he's up there on the list for me. So I have one prediction for Snowfall. I think that the mother, I think Franklin Saint's mom is going to die this season. Maybe that's just me wanting her to die. And it's no shade. I don't want nobody to think I want, mama, I love you. I love you, mama. But in the series, you know what I'm saying, she kind of did some questionable things. But I feel like this is a season they're going to end it on a bang. We're going to see some losses. We're going to see some wins. And I wonder the fate of Franklin Saint. I'm a big Snowfall fanatic, so I don't know. I might have to do a little recap episode on that, you know what I'm saying, to fresh your mind, to get you right like you need to be. But it drops February 22nd, next week, the day before the Bel Air. So you got Snowfall, you got Bel Air. Baby, you ain't got no excuse to not be watching no black cinema this year, okay? And if you have any predictions for Snowfall, definitely let me know. Like I said, I am an absolute fanatic. I love it. It's just a fire, fire, fire ass show to me. Last but not least, I want to get into the rotation list. So we got some new rotation singles that'll be coming on. We got Tracy Lynn repping out of Wisconsin area. Shout out to her. Shout out to her. She's been doing her thing in music. Love her. She's super, super dope. And she has a new EP out right now called Kill Bill. So make sure that you guys tap in with her and check that out. Of course, we got to give a shout out to my boy Jiggy Bars. His EP, Ferocity, okay? Gotta love it. Gotta love it. He's been doing his thing. I hosted his listening party for that EP. So make sure you guys tap into it. The whole EP is fire. It's really a new classic for the black generation, I personally feel like. So, you know, take that in. Listen. Digest that. You know, get into it. And last but not least, we got my boy VHSP, Stuck in My Ways. Yeah, man. VHSP is one of my new favorite artists. He's really just been doing his thing in music, and I just love everything about him. I think he's got such a great sound, great energy. So Stuck in My Ways is actually an older single on one of his older EPs, but it just hit really hard this year. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it for Valentine's Day, I highly suggest that you run that back, okay? Robin E. checking in for Pillow Talk Podcast. Remember, love is so much more than a four-letter word. Make sure you subscribe because this is where it's at. Peace out. Look at me, we here again. Even when we should, I feel like I've been needing you.
say you still love me after today. Yeah. No, babe, you want me after today. Yeah. If shit go wrong, hopefully you just take me in. Yeah. And understand, I always wanna be there. Don't know if I can go back in time, but I don't wanna waste none of yours, so don't waste none of mine. I've been so stuck in my ways. You want me to stop it, girl, you want me to change. Something just won't change, everything might stay the same. I need you inside of my life, so I gotta make it.